Welcome back here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, we've seen lots of instances where people are moving to different locations, nicer climates, and sometimes that means getting a mortgage in retirement.
It's interesting when people come to me and talk about their plans for the future. They look at either moving within the country, or buying a second property in the middle or at the beginning of their retirement.
Right.
And then they go, well, how am I going to qualify for a mortgage, or how's all this going to work out? And well, although we have some idea how it works, we do need an expert in here. That's why we got Faiz Kaku, licensed mortgage agent and director of AOD with Indy Mortgage. Faiz, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
Okay. So let me kind of tee this up for you. Get ready for this one. We've got people are approaching us on an ongoing basis. And when they sit down with us and they say, here's my plans. I'm in Alberta.
Yeah.
I want to sell my property in Alberta. I'm going to move to British Columbia. But guess what, Faisal? The house is way more expensive there than what it is here in our city of Calgary. How do I get a mortgage if I'm already retired?
You know what? Funny enough, we get those questions just as much as you do. And funny enough, it's actually not too much different than if you were getting a mortgage when you're employed. Similarly, when you're employed, they're gonna ask for job letter, pay stub, things of that nature. When you're retired, it's not much different. The lenders still need to confirm the income. So they're gonna ask for, well, where's your income coming from? In this case, we'd be looking at pension statements or a letter from the pension provider, CPPOAS, bank statements to confirm that money coming in. So we're still doing very many of the same things as when you were employed to confirm the income when you were in retirement.
Okay, so let me jump right in there when you said verification of income. And so we have a bit of two different jobs here. In your industry, you want people to have the highest amount of income so they can qualify for the biggest mortgage possible in the ideal world. In my world, I want them to have the lowest amount of income that they're showing Revenue Canada, highest amount of cash flow, so they're not paying as much in taxes. So now we have a bit of a contrast here. For those people who've done proper planning, let's say the PKAG way of things, and they've got a low tax rate, 15% they're paying on average in taxes, and they've got a low declared income to CRA, they've got good cash flow, but not a high income to CRA, how do they get a mortgage then?
Oh, great question. You know, most people, when they think of getting a mortgage, they think of going to, you know, the bank on the street, right? There are several lenders out there, whether they be prime lenders, alternative lenders, that will look at that income as well too, but will allow those debt ratios to go a little bit higher. So you may not declare very much income. So that means your debt ratios naturally go higher. So we can use alternative lenders, for example, that will, the interest rate on the mortgage might be just a touch higher, but now they can qualify for that mortgage. You can keep the tax savings and they can get the property that they're looking for at that point.
So you just said two things right there, debt ratio and interest rates could be higher.
Correct.
Sorry, Dave, I've got so many questions here.
Yeah.
When you say interest rates could be higher, give us an example. You don't have to quote exactly, but what's the difference between what they see on the internet from their local bank to what these alternative lenders are doing?
So alternative lenders are still considered banks, okay? And the rate will probably about 1% higher than, so we're not talking, as I like to joke, Tony Soprano lending here. It's about 1% higher, but those lenders will allow those debt ratios to be a little bit higher, so you can keep those tax savings as well too. You know, I'm sure many of your clients are probably self-employed or could be self-employed. My self-employed database use alternative lending almost exclusively because they're getting much more tax savings versus that, you know, 1% higher rate on their mortgage. The tax benefit outweighs that in spades.
And what about, like, you know, you're going to be looking at sometime in the future retiring, and maybe, just maybe, you might open up your wallet for once.
You're calling me old or what?
I'm calling you really old.
Okay, fair.
And I'm calling you cheap because you don't open up your wallet. Yeah, but yeah, maybe all somebody, right, like your wife, might convince you. Mm-hmm. Let's go get another property. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go, whoa, 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 whoa. How are we going to get a mortgage? So, Faiz, when it comes to people buying foreign properties, let's say the most common one for Canadians is buying in the U.S. Mm-hmm. How does buying a mortgage or getting a mortgage to purchase a property in the U.S. differ, or is it easy or hard? How does that work?
It's in a case-by-case, obviously case-by-case situation. However, dealing with mortgages in the U.S. is a little bit different. You need to qualify under their parameters. Now, lenders in Canada won't necessarily lend in the U.S. There are some that do have arms, partnership arms in the U.S. Those are sometimes the best way to go. Very often, clients will refinance or take equity out of existing properties here in Canada and use that as leverage to purchase, you know, whether it be in the U.S. or Mexico, wherever the case may be. So there's ways to do that as well.
Yeah, Faiz, let's talk about the idea of a reverse mortgage. And maybe you can just help our listeners, first of all, understand what the difference is between a reverse mortgage and just a regular mortgage.
So a regular mortgage, as you probably know, you borrow the money and then you pay it back over a 25, 30 year period. With a reverse mortgage, what the lender is doing is they're giving you money based on the equity already in the property with no repayment required. So it's essentially the equity in the property that's covering the interest expense. There's no payment required. And it's a great strategy. Once upon a time, reverse mortgages were very ill viewed in the market. They've become an exceptional tool for our senior population to pull that equity out, maybe pass it on to kids, or even use it for their own enjoyment, purchasing another property.
Okay. And maybe let's go just a little further into that. How would if somebody's considering this idea of a reverse mortgage, what does that look like? What do you have to apply for? Does age matter? How much can you borrow against equity as a percentage? Just those kinds of details.
So there are a handful of lenders in the market that will do that. From an application perspective, obviously they're looking for clients over 55 years of age. The older you are, the more equity you have access to. Generally, the reverse mortgage lenders will go to about 50 to 55% maximum loan to value. And that's based on age. So the older you are, the more equity you're going to be able to pull out. Applications are very similar, but actually they're a lot easier. Credit is usually not really taken into consideration. Income is really not taken into consideration. It's really just, do you have a property? How much equity is in there? And your age? And that will pretty much determine, the formula will determine how much you're going to be able to pull out in terms of a mortgage.
Why isn't this a product that's available by all financial institutions? Because there's only a handful of institutions in Canada that allow this to happen. Why do you, and you may not know the answer to that, but you might have a feeling. So give me your professional insight as to why you think it's only a handful versus the entire market.
You know, that's a great question. It's such a niche product. And in all fairness, I feel that the day-to-day banks that, you know, give you your regular mortgages, in all fairness, they're probably earning more revenue just from giving out regular mortgages. It is a confirmed or, you know, a steady flow of income coming into them. On the reverse side, they are a shorter term, you know, theoretically a shorter term lender. You know, you're not going to see a 30-year mortgage on the reverse side. And it is a very niche product, right? My feeling is I worked for the banks many, many years ago, and reverse mortgages were just bad. No, don't get a reverse mortgage. Let's do a refinance. Let's get you a home equity line of credit. Let's do that. But times were different. You know, when I started 24 years ago, 25 years ago, times were different. Today, the biggest thing I find is cash flow. Our retiring population, cash flow is the biggest thing. Things are just more expensive. And these niche lenders have realized that, hey, we need to help these clients with cash flow. And actually more and more lenders are coming into the market offering these reverse mortgages. When I started brokering, there was really only two lenders. Now we're up to about four or five lenders that offer reverse mortgage options.
You told me not to ask you any trick questions or any very difficult questions, but here's a question I need to ask you. Still, who's better looking, Dave or myself?
Ooh. See, I know you, Faisal, so you'll forgive me. So I'm going to go Dave. Dave's better looking.
Oh, the bias. Ouch. The bias answer.
Ouch. Turtleneck. That's what it is. It's
the
turtleneck.
Thank you very much for joining us, Faiz Kaku, licensed mortgage agent and director AOD with Indy Mortgage. We're going to be talking a lot about mortgages, yep. about how to finance that future that you want, moving to the right home, buying a second home, even reverse mortgages, upcoming seminar on Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Faisal, with the current change in the capital gains inclusion rate for corporations, should you leave money in your corporation or should you take it out personally and invest personally? Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.